Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We welcome in Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Hello, boys.
How we doing? Just to be clear, I know you weren't in this morning. You didn't eat my donuts, did you?
I did not touch your donuts. Okay. I know much better than to go near any of Nick Wilson's pastries.
In fairness, they were not marked Nick Wilson's donuts. They were merely a grocery bag with donuts in them, like the packaging, not just like free donuts in a bag. I'm not a psychopath.
I have a suspect for you, though.
You can play the guessing game.
He does host the morning show, and it's name on the show. Accusing anyone. I'm just offering
Real quick, I think it's really interesting that you were trying to tell us and your signal was breaking up.
I do find that interesting as well. As
it feels like somebody
other
was trying
forces
to...
are ahead. We honestly did not hear what you had to say, Daryl. Yeah, it broke up right at the spot where you were trying to give your name, as if it was like a thriller movie that it was intentional.
I would just say maybe the first two words in the title of the morning show could be a suspect.
That has been posited.
The Ken?
I cannot offer any more specific than that, other than to say that
the second and third words.
said person has been accused of enjoying pastries themselves.
Daryl, we know you don't get surprised often. Were you surprised Shador was named the backup quarterback today?
A little bit. Just a little. And now all the shishills out there, including Jonathan, can take a step back from the ledge. He is now QB2.
Nobody was near the ledge, Daryl. I don't know.
I have social media, and there are a lot of people freaking out this week about the possibility of Bailey Zappe being QB2 in front of Shador. But, you know, from a roster management standpoint, you know, trying to get in between, you know, Andrew Berry's thinking, I thought for sure that they would elevate Zappe from the practice squad for a couple of weeks just to buy them some extra time to get Shador up to speed to be the backup. But, you know, he's a play away Sunday now. So he is QB2, and we'll see if Dylan Gabriel can play all four quarters, or do we get the NFL debut of one Shador Sanders.
Okay, so I'm glad we have you on, because I listened to you this morning, and you were trying to give the Browns credit their handling of Shador. And so that was with the assumption that it was Zappe into Shador or whoever else. Does this mean you revoke your credit and they are no longer handling Shador the right way? Because that was the inference that I would make there.
Absolutely not. I pride myself on my consistency. But I'm going to tell you right now, I think that they're still handling this the right way. They feel he's ready to be QB2, so that's fine. Go ahead and get him ready for that. I don't know that the prospect of him having to see the field in Pittsburgh in that particular building is the best environment for him, but if he's ready to go, hey, roll with it.
So you would have gave him credit either way, then, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the organization, believe it or not, has actually handled the situation very well with Shador. They've not tried to put the cart before the horse. The easy thing for them to do was to fast-track him from day one, just because of his popularity, the fact that he sells a ton of jerseys, the fact that he's great for a ton of social media engagement, right? But I trust that Stefanski, Berry, and company, Tommy Reese as well, if they feel he's ready to be the backup, then so be it. I don't know that he's ready to start an NFL game, but I'm pretty sure in a couple of weeks we're going to cross that bridge as well. We're definitely going to get there because I don't know that Dylan Gabriel is going to be doing a whole lot of winning here in the next couple of weeks.
Daryl, how much added pressure is there on Dylan Gabriel because Shador is now the backup?
I think that there's some more. I think there's just inherent pressure to begin with Shador being on the roster to begin with, Nick. That's not just, well, now he's QB2 looming over the shoulder type of a situation. There's pressure for him to take the game to the next level. We saw in London against Minnesota a very basic, simple, well-executed game plan by Dylan Gabriel. That's all well and good. You didn't win the football game. You certainly didn't score any more points than you have scored in the previous games as well. 17 points is now your season high. Need to get past that marker desperately. Everybody else in the NFL can score 20 points with regularity except the Cleveland Browns. It doesn't matter the coordinator. It doesn't matter the head coach. Doesn't matter the quarterback. And they've had about a dozen of them in the last 3 years. They still can't score more than 17 points in a game. Really frustrating to watch. So Dylan Gabriel now has to show, and we heard a little bit of, I don't want to say angst or frustration, but Jerry Jeudy did make it a point to say this week that he is hoping they can get a little more vertical with this offense. They can get the football down the field. We've not seen that in the first 4 weeks with Joe Flacco or last week with Dylan Gabriel. And look, Jerry's right. Now, also, too, if the ball goes down the field, it would be most helpful if Jerry Jeudy caught said football. That's a whole nother conversation. But I need to see from Dylan Gabriel this week a little bit more of an expanded game plan for him. Get the ball down the field. Get some explosive plays outside of the running game. We've seen that already from Quinshon Judkins. But hopefully more explosive plays equal more points on the scoreboard.
Nick's mad you said Judkins.
It's Judkins. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be that guy. It's just everybody says Judkins now. It's Judkins.
You're trying to be that guy. It's okay. You're grumpy. You had someone ate your pastries.
Okay, yes.
I get it.
Fair. I also am just, yes, am I making a case with you because you're here, but it's Judkins.
Yeah.
That's not what you said, Daryl.
Okay.
All right, hey Daryl, we're gonna do this like as a Scantron test when you're growing up there. You gotta fill out a bubble, okay? You must choose one. Both is
right,
not an answer.
Let me get my number two pencil handy, okay?
Both is not an answer.
You like bubbles, Daryl?
You have to fill in one of the bubbles. You have to fill in one of the spots here. Is this week bigger for Stefanski or Dylan Gabriel?
Gabriel.
Oh.
I'd love an explanation.
I still don't think Kevin's going anywhere. I don't care how many people have tried to fire this guy in the last 3 weeks. I'm not convinced he's going anywhere.
He's 4-18 in the last 22 games. It's not a ridiculous conversation to be had.
I'm not saying it's a ridiculous conversation to be had, and I realize they're 4-18 in the last 22. I'm the one that put the stat out. They've only scored 20 points in those 22 games three times. So I'm very well aware of the futility. Don't need it. In fact, I think I've written the memo on the futility, but I'm not sold that they're going to move on from Kevin Stefanski right now. He's got to, let's see how the rest of this way goes with these rookie quarterbacks. Is there any development? Does the offense become more productive? So far, I mean, the operation's been pretty clean. It's not been sloppy. It's just been they're not making any plays. And the game plans have been very basic, and you can criticize whether or not he has tailored said offense properly to Joe Flacco or to Dylan Gabriel. But I'm not sold that they're just counting down the weeks until the end of the season. First of all, I don't think there's going to be a change in the middle of the season. I'm not convinced that Kevin Stefanski is on the hot seat right now.
I just think, so specific to Kevin, I think the defenses I'm hearing now, it's still two-time coach of the year. It's still, he'd get hired again tomorrow if they fired him today.
Which I don't believe.
By the way, both of those are facts.
It's not a fact.
No, Mike Vrabel had to wait a year.
Mike Vrabel was a more accomplished coach. It's definitely an opinion, not a fact.
Kevin Stefanski would have a job tomorrow.
Yeah, it's like an offensive coordinator.
But not as a head coach.
That's fair.
But so it's that he's still really well liked around the NFL.
He is.
But like, if you look at the body of work, it should be getting harder to defend him, even if the national media is really stuck on their analysis of Kevin Stefanski from 4 years ago.
Well, again, to my point, Nick, there are things that have to be shown here. Okay, so far the rookie class has shown a tremendous amount of promise. Okay, so that means that the coaching staff, in my view, doing a pretty good job with them. What I need to see from Stefanski is, again, the elevation of Dylan Gabriel's game. And then when they go to Shedeur Sanders, whenever that's going to be, whether that's in 2-3 weeks or when they've got this big handful of home games, I think it's 5 home games in 7 weeks, I guarantee you by then, with the season down the drain, you'll see Shedeur Sanders, because while they don't want the Steeler fans taking over and the Bills Mafia coming here and taking over, they want people still buying Browns tickets and going to see these games. And the one way to do that with another double-digit loss season in your back pocket is you put Shedeur Sanders out there, the kid that everybody really wants to see play. But Stefanski's going to have to show the growth with these players. You're going to have to see it on the field. And then now, if they look the same from start one to whatever start, right, both of these kids look the same, then I think there's a conversation to be had. If the game management is as bad as it was in London, there's a conversation to be had there. I will grant you that. But right now, as we're going into week number 6, I just think that people are itching to fire Kevin, and I don't know that the Haslams feel the same way. And again, that opinion is subject to change as we get deeper into the season.
Are the Steelers good?
Look, Mike Tomlin is a miracle worker. He has a way of making a whole lot of something out of a whole lot of nothing. Aaron Rodgers is, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is the same player, but he's effective. He has adapted his game to his age and his skill set, and he's finding ways to be effective. So they lead the division, so they're doing something right in Pittsburgh. I don't know how Mike Tomlin does it year in and year out. They'll probably win the division this year because everyone else is down between the Bengals and the Ravens, and then the Steelers will be eliminated in wild card weekend, as they usually are.
Daryl, I jammed you up. All right, might have had some post-donut anger there.
Daryl, he's been picking fights all day. It's continued with our donut excursion.
I've known Nick for nearly 3 decades, and when he doesn't get his pastries, he's a grumpy old guy.
Don't take it personally, Daryl.
Whoa, whoa.
I don't take it personally at all. And you know what? I hope that those responsible for stealing those pastries are brought to justice. And there are cameras in that lobby, Nick, so might want to check the surveillance footage.
I just hope it's not Quinshon Junkins.
Oh. We do have cameras. Any chance we've reached out to people that can pull the tape for us and find out exactly who this was?
You know what? I've got the perfect guy to watch that tape for you. It's Kevin Stefanski.
Oh, I didn't know what kind of tape we were talking about. Daryl, I know a lot of guys will watch a couple tapes. But Daryl, great stuff as always, buddy.
You bet, guys. Have a great weekend.
Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We will react to what Daryl had to say, and we have a... I like the way you put it. We've got boots on the ground that will tell us. I don't know if it's a report. I don't know if it's their opinion. The case of the missing donuts may be solved in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. So D-Love giving us the idea that maybe Andy Baskin smelled some... Why could he smell some apple stuff when the apple cider powder donuts... or what was stolen.
I'm convinced we don't ever want this answer now. We're just gonna.
I'm glad you said this, because we've got boots on the ground.
We have boots on the ground. We have someone that knows.
And it is Flume Dog Millionaire, Mackenzie Flume, who's doing 2020s for the night show tonight. Mackenzie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy
now,
to be here.
It's great to have you. It's been a minute. I hope you're doing well.
Yes.
Now, it should be noted, are you doing this because it's sourced, or that you firsthand... saw people eating donuts?
Big distinction.
It's sourced. Okay. So basically a powerful pastry source close to the situation.
Look at
has
that.
The answer.
A powerful pastry source.
We don't have any of those in the building, now I'm worried about your source.
I have to make sure it's not Keith, right?
No.
Okay.
Also,
Keith,
are you aware of the fact that you are going to be...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Snitching on one of your coworkers here.
Well, I'm not going to go out and say who told me.
Oh, yeah. No, she's a journalist.
Right.
Yeah.
A source.
No, you would only snitch on the people that committed the crime. That's not snitching.
It's
that's
not?
That's informing.
I think that's snitching.
No. It's
that's the definition of snitching.
The government disagrees with you.
I just want to let you know, I appreciate the
do
favor.
You not,
because this
do
has
you
been
not
a,
want the answer?
No, this has been a riddle that I need the answer to, okay?
Yeah, I have all six donuts accounted for.
All six? Wait, we have multiple eaters?
Yes.
There's multiple eaters on the grass.
This is why I told you. I knew there were multiple eaters. I knew it.
Five consumers,
whoa,
to be exact.
Five? This is a full-blown government. This is less people killed Kennedy.
Well,
that was a legit conspiracy.
Allegedly.
Know? No, I think it's pretty well-known.
What are you doing here against that?
All right.
That's our source, by the way. That's our source. She's going to turn Kennedy into an alleged thing?
No, I don't think she's I think she knows he got capped. I think it was whether it was one guy
or a couple guys. Or five.
I think that's what she was the alleged.
Right. Yeah, she was questioning whether or not
the president got
shot and murdered. Okay.
JFK was just chilling on an island somewhere
JFK
in the Pacific.
Conspiracies. They take it to the extremes. Okay. All right. But I'm not curious for all five, although I do want to know five.
No, I want
to know
name.
Who's the guiltiest party is what I want to know. Because if you just give me a bunch of names, then I'm just going to think all of a sudden one person ate one and then everyone just thought it was a free-for-all and it was what it was.
So wait, who were your guesses?
There was no night show last night.
Yeah.
So I do not think this is a Jen and Tim sort of thing. I do not think this is a Bill and Alyssa sort of thing.
And I said you can't rule out those guys.
Yeah, I can't.
I said everyone that doesn't work at the fan
thing.
Is in play.
I think it's a fan thing.
Also,
it's an inside job, I'll tell you.
Here's the spin on this one before you reveal any names, okay? Because you said there's five different people.
Right.
I'm going to assume everyone involved with Baskin and Phelps is going to be involved in this, okay?
But Phelps hasn't been here.
I know, but it's Baskin, it's Menigan.
Menigan denied it to my face.
Maybe
Menigan
Phelps,
is a man of the people.
Phelps might have even came into the studio to eat a donut if he knew that there was free donuts, okay? Only reason. Nothing else, nothing more.
Oh, they're Nick's donuts. Well, he's fat, so clearly he's got great taste in donuts. That's how it would go, too.
The problem we have here, folks, is the idea that Mitchapalooza, a once honest man, according to you, and somebody that Mac, your good buddy, you have denied any sort of involvement with. In fact, that was the only person that Nick, you ruled out today. Was Mitchapalooza. If he's on that list.
Did I not point out there were six members
of
the morning show?
That's not good.
Jeff Thomas, Joey, Ken, Lima, Owen. And then Mitch? Well, Mitch is gone. Mitch, please.
Five. Let's find out.
I do. I will say I have an alibi for Mitch. He's cleared
from
the situation.
I like this development for Mitch. Mac is shocked there. That's a good buddy of his. He's very happy about this.
I was a little worried. I'm not going to lie.
Let's start unspooling this web of lies.
Okay, do we want to go with who ate two first?
It feels like we're playing Radio Clue right now. Do you get that vibe as well?
It does.
Well, and this is why I love the game Clue. I'm a woman. I like to investigate things. This is just a natural tendency for me. So
is that
I was
just
like,
a female thing? I didn't know.
I think so, yeah.
Why aren't every
Women are really good at investigating. In fact,
I want to know
all the
details.
Men are so dumb?
When I first met my in-laws, when I was first starting to date my wife, they told me, they're like, if you're the type of guy that's going to ever basically try to do anything, that's not going to happen with Elise, because she's going to find you out in a second. That's her. She can find out basically anything on the internet.
And you've been hiding it since.
That woman's a sleuth queen.
You've pulled off the prestige to this point. I'm very proud of you.
I was hiding prestige?
Well, remember the prestige, the movie where that's the... Never mind. All right. I want names, damn it.
Okay.
Sorry. That was very aggressive. It's not you.
So I think this one you actually got right.
Arcade, woman!
This one I think you actually got right. You said Owen ate two, or multiple. He had two.
I defended that man.
Yes, he did. He served this country, and then he served this station a boatload of lies.
You know what? I will always stand with a patriot like Owen. I will stand with the defense I had of Owen. And in fact, I think as a patriot tax, he should just be able to take two anyway.
Do I know, by the way,
that man fought
that he wasn't a double agent? I don't know anymore. After the donuts, right. I never doubted his patriotism and his service until now.
That's a
you
dumb,
know who do this?
A dumb thing to doubt, by
Socialists.
The way.
Yeah. That's who do this.
It? Yeah.
A donut for everyone, huh?
I just want the record to show Nick is the one that is doubting Owen's patriotism.
Yeah.
I'm not.
No, I'm just accusing him of being a double agent.
I'm not.
That's totally different. All right. The other names, please.
We obviously have Ken.
Now, that's an obvious that you didn't know would slice the way that it did. Nick was not ready for that. I wasn't ready for that, if we're being honest about it.
So now the turntables have turned because Ken didn't text me a lie.
Oh.
He didn't text me, hey, I didn't eat your donuts. Didn't text me at all. Silence was guilt, okay?
I like Ken. He likes the way I think. I like Ken.
And?
Lima had one.
The skinny one!
I didn't know they ate so much during this show. Okay. I assume both of them.
It's a Friday. It's a cheat day.
Lima eats like bananas or something on like the live stream. That like people get a kick out of that. But like I didn't know they consume so much
food.
He
does it in one bite, which is why I think they love it. And
that is a trick in certain countries.
Yeah, you get paid for it.
That's his party trick. Banana in one bite.
We have two more names to go.
Jeff had one.
Wait, Jeff Thomas?
Yes.
Ooh.
I worked next to him for 7. I never saw him eat food ever.
Yeah.
That is not a I eat food at work guy at all. These must have been really tempting to these people.
They looked really good.
These are all
I can't tell you enough how good they looked.
These are all the people I thought wouldn't have done this.
You know
by
how
the
good
way.
They were? Is I went back because I was like, it's no big deal. $6. I'll just go get 6 more donuts from the store. They were gone today.
Spin zone.
All there was glazed.
Spin zone, I'm happy for Jeff Thomas in this scenario, though. I root for his happiness. And if that donut brought him maybe 5 minutes of happiness, then that's a nice thing.
I root for absolute sadness for the rest of his life.
No, that's a nice thing. I love that for Jeff, actually.
All right.
The last one is, I shouldn't say it's like surprising per se, but just kind of forgotten, maybe.
It's Joey, isn't
Joey,
it?
Joey, has to be.
Ted! He was here all day. He was here up until like 5 o'clock.
And I just want to release like the bomb of it all is that
Ted.
Owen started this.
I've seen Ted.
By the way.
I knew it.
He
I've
started
seen
it.
Ted eat a salad every day.
Ted had the 6 donuts.
Yeah, so he can go ahead
for
and take a single donut for me. That's how you go.
But Owen was the culprit who found the donuts, opened it, and then apparently just offered it to everyone else.
Oh, so he was going around feeding it to everyone. Yeah.
Wait.
Brought in the donuts.
He got credit for it, too, I bet.
He claimed the donuts for himself.
Got credit for the donuts.
And then went around and be like, hey, I just got these from the store. Can I give you a donut?
It's a good guy
move. The double agent thing is starting to make a hell of a lot more sense now.
It's a good guy move.
This is dirty pool.
I would like to hear what the guys have to say for themselves, because I feel like this is the truth. There's no lie here. This is going to be a hard one for them to try and get out of.
There's no apology to Nick needed. There's apology to Nick's daughters who didn't get their donuts this morning. That's that's where the apology
lies.
They're
going to have to eat eggs tomorrow.
On a Saturday morning.
Owen.
Really on a Friday morning to start it off, though. I mean, that was
Lima,
tough.
Jeff. Ted, I think Ted's a patsy in this.
Baskin
being
in here is a wonderful look for Baskin.
I'm actually
going to
take Ted off this because Ted's an honorable man. Somebody offered him a free donut. They looked great.
Well, it sounds like Owen was trying to like guilt people into taking these donuts.
It sounds like Owen was passing them off as his donuts, which is a dirty bird move if you ask me. Now, who told you this?
I can't tell.
Yeah, this is where you draw the line, Snitch.
This is where I draw. Listen, I'm trying to get a leg up at this station always.
That means
I need
it's
to
Keith.
Make sure.
Is it Keith?
I need to make sure that,
is
that
it Keith?
They remain anonymous.
Is it Keith?
No.
Well, how else
even
would
if
you,
even if you were to guess, I would say no.
How else would you have gotten the information, though? You weren't here this morning, right?
No, but I heard this riding in.
Okay.
In my car, coming to work. And I was like, I need to reach out to a couple people, and I want to be the one to solve this mystery.
Women and investigating. They always get down to the bottom of it.
I mean, just the...
They all could be like PIs. It's incredible.
RJ saying this chick tells her man's deepest dark secrets to any and everyone. No. She's
That's
on
how
the
I
side
heard it too, though. I
of
mean,
truth and logic.
Truth.
No, you know how they're like, if somebody talks trash like to you behind somebody else's back, they're bound to do that in another setting. That's how I feel right now.
Mm.
That's how I mean, Good thing I have my T's and P's crossed is all I'll say there.
But you guys should trust me now if you have any information that you want to give me moving forward.
No, never.
Because
you've lost all trust privileges.
I will keep your identity a secret.
Yeah, sure
always.
You will. No, I don't think.
So what do you guys have to tell me? What do you want to tell me?
No, this was, if you wanted an information trade, that you should have specified that at the beginning.
So I played my cards wrong.
Miserably.
Man, I got sad.
All you got out of this is that you can't be trusted, and we have no info to give you. But I will say this. When it comes to getting information, you're now our girl.
Yeah.
When it comes to that.
So Owen took two donuts. Ken, Lima, Jeff, and Ted. Dead to me! You took another man's donuts. Dead to me. Until Monday.
Yeah, they're not dead to you. What's the? Do you want them to Venmo you like $1.25 each?
No.
What's the repercussions? Nope. What do we want here? Do we want? Do you want them to have to buy you new donuts?
God bless them if they ever leave anything out. I'm not even going to say I'm going to eat it. I could just do something to it. Never know.
That's not how societies work. We have to be better than that.
This is not how society works.
All you're going to do
taking donuts that are not
you're
yours.
You're going to perpetuate the stealing of random food out there. Don't we want to stop that same thing that incests you all day long?
No, I think the only way you can
stop it. Don't we want to be the solution instead of the problem here, Nick?
There's a cyanide pill in the next donuts I leave out. I think that's the only way you stop it. You drop one, they all fall. Not literally. I'm not talking. I was talking like maybe like some Beano or something. Something that would just upset your tummy.
You want to poison them and then offer up donuts again? Is that what you're saying?
I'm old world Hungarian.
Food poisoning and just...
All right? I'm Eastern Bloc.
Yeah, joke's on them.
All right?
The donuts already had food poisoning
in them.
You
want to take one of my apples from my orchard? That's cool. Here's another apple.
They're all
listening. Watch out for the arsenic, dog.
They're all listening from the toilet right now.
Yeah.
That would be shiesty.
Yeah, would be. So enjoy those donuts on Monday, boys. I don't even know how to end this damn segment.
No, thank you for coming in, McKenzie.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Honestly, my pleasure.
You did a great job.
Yeah.
I can tell how much you enjoyed that, and we appreciate you. What should the return fire be to the morning show? Owen, Ken, Lima, Jeff, and Ted, who saw a bag, opened it up, found six donuts, and thought to themselves, let's have a feast. In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.